the approval for these upgrades?
You know, it's very exciting. We're making a significant investment in the downtown area and a significant investment in our laboratories and our classrooms and our technology upgrade. And it's going to simply enhance everything that we can offer to students and what we can offer to the community.
You know, folks are going to say, how can they do this when tuition has been raised and we're in such a tight economy where funding for education has been decreased?
Well, actually, if you look at our record, we are the third lowest in tuition in the state of Michigan. We've been very conscientious about keeping our tuition rate low. And the money for these projects is coming out of a capital budget, which we bond for, which is not the same thing as our operating budget that tuition feeds into. So we've been very, very conservative, fiscally conservative in how we've managed the money. I have to give great credit to our president and to our senior VP, who have been very conscientious in that regard.
Well, $67 million, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Part of that is coming from the state of Michigan. And, you know, there is there's a press conference that's going to be later this morning where the college is going to be giving a lot of more of the exciting details and a lot more of the specific details. But, again, this is an investment. You know, when we sell the bonds, that is an investment for the people who buy the bonds. So it doesn't really come out of our operating revenue.
All right, so tell us the highlights of this upgrade.
Well, as I said, there's going to be a press conference where they're going to give much more detail, but we are doing technology upgrades. We are improving our laboratories. Our arts and sciences building is getting a renovation. It's going to be much more eco-friendly, which is going to save us money in the long run. So we're very excited about the changes that are going to take place and what we can do to provide excellent science, math, technology offerings.
Is this in reaction to how Davenport College is going to be moving into a larger facility?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. How important?
Is this renovation partly in reaction to Davenport University's commitment to moving into a bigger space and offering more than they have in the past to downtown Lansing?
Oh, no. This has been in the works for several years. This has been something that's been planned and recognized that needs to be done. So it's been part of a long-term strategy.
All right, Deborah, any news on the Oliver Tower project? Has the buying of that been finalized? Do you know what you're going to do with that yet?
No, I haven't heard the latest on that, but you know that we did purchase or in the process of purchasing the portion that's closest to us, but the building itself is still with the city and the federal government.
Deborah, any news? I know there's been some challenges with trying to get some contracts taken care of and working with the unions in regards to teachers and perhaps other staff. Can you shed any light on that?
Well, we have come to a very positive resolution with our faculty. And I think people all the way around were very pleased that we were able to overhaul a contract that was causing a lot of difficulty for everyone involved because it wasn't clear. So we've moved very positively across, you know, resolving issues with all seven of our unions, and we continue to work on that.
So is that a done deal, or are you nearing a conclusion there?
Well, with the faculty, that's our largest union, that has been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very positive, and several of our other unions have been resolved. And again, we have to give credit to our administration, to our president, to our senior vice president, our provost. They've all done an excellent job in working together to resolve any issues that have come up and to move forward in a positive manner.
All right, Deborah, what's next? There's been so many things that have been taken care of, this new renovation and the contracts, as you just mentioned. What's next on the agenda?
Well, this is all part of, we have an overall effort towards student success. And the administration's been focusing very heavily on making sure that the people who come to us successfully leave Lansing Community College with a certificate, with an associate's degree, with the skills that they need. And that's an ongoing effort. And it's a challenge. It's exciting. And we're making great progress in that regard.
All right. Interesting information. Deborah Kanja is a member of the Lansing Community College Board of Trustees. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
It's 8:16 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, and more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.